Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. Rand Carthon is out as the general manager of the Tennessee Titans. Controlling owner Amy Adams Strunk announcing that moments ago. President of football operations Chad Brinker will lead the search for a new GM. Brian Callahan will continue his role as the head coach. Burt Nyhill, the president and CEO, addressed why the changes are needed, while Brinker detailed what he's looking for in the next GM. Jim Wyatt putting this up on TennesseeTitans.com. Results in a different dynamic in the building contributed to this decision, Nyhill said. Quote, we just haven't improved this football team for the last couple of years. We've won 9 of the 34 games we've played over the last two seasons. Since you fired John Robinson. And as much as the record was concerning to Amy as well, it was to all of our fans. Her assessment was also that we're not on course to get where we need to go moving forward. As difficult as these decisions are, she believed it was the right one. Speaking of a change of the general manager specifically, Rand was hired into a very different job description than the one that exists today. Rand was hired for a general manager position that was very specific to the circumstances at the time. What the hell does that mean? And the forecasted was the general manager would be able to partner very closely with the head coach. The existing head coach, and as the circumstances exist today, the general manager position is different. And so what Chad, who is leading the search, will be looking for is a very different skill set for a very different job description. What does that mean? So basically you're saying, without saying it, Chad's in charge.
So they get you with the corporate talk, with corporate jargon. Like, oh, okay, whatever, they made a statement, you don't read all through it. Then when you go through it and dissect it, then it becomes great. I'm laughing because I lost a tweet here. Somebody had a tweet that said, since 2022 – Rand Carthon press conferences 4, Titans GM head coach up openings 3, Treylon Burks touchdowns 1. And it just made me laugh. It kind of summed up what's happening right now. But look, they made the move. Now it's happening. And now just chaos has just erupted when you announce that you let your GM go. And I think it's great, man. I think it's great because now more of these people are like, yeah, why not Deion? It's already a dumpster fire. Make it even more so. Let's have it there. Look, folks, Deion's not coming here. I love the thought of him coming here. Would be great. But Amy issues.
Anyone in their right mind wouldn't come here with that. Well, I don't even know what this means. Rand had very different circumstances over the last 2 years in terms of his role. At the end of the day, this is a results-oriented business. Amy's assessment is we need to make a change. That's Burt Nyhill. But this is like, he was hired into a different role than the one that exists today. Isn't the general manager's job to pick the players? Isn't that the same role? What are you like? I don't understand this. And then it goes on to talk about Chad Brinker. Chad Brinker says, quote, I think the general manager position is unique to their respective organizations. This particular job, what we'll be looking for is someone who has spent their career as a scout, is a top flight, top level evaluator, who has spent the majority of their career projecting college players to the National Football League. They've had a major hand in setting the draft board and preferably a consistent winning organization, and you can see their fingerprints all over the roster. He goes on to say, it is someone who wakes up every single day and the only thing they think about is building a roster, evaluating players, watching tape, working with the coaching staff, and not just someone who knows how to collect talent, but someone who really understands how to build a team and how all the pieces fit together that I can work with, not only in the short term, winning today, but building for the future, the long term, and understanding how all those pieces fit together. If you make a decision here, how it impacts a decision down the road and really understands the full puzzle.
That I read that like Michael Scott when he got in trouble in The Office for saying that's what she said. He had to issue a statement, and he had no idea what he's saying. That's the same thing. That's the same statement. And God bless you, Jim Wyatt, for having to put that out there and do all that stuff. And it says, Chad will be the final authority on all football matters, including the roster.
Oh, so no. Oh, why no, do you no, need no. a GM? It's a, Dyhill said Brinker will break ties with respect to the 53-man roster. It is important to Amy to have absolute clarity in the football organization, Dyhill said. And so while the GM position will have primary responsibility on all these things Chad is describing in terms of the day-to-day overseeing of the roster, the coaching staff, Chad is the leader of the football program. That's all you need to know. Chad's the guy. Whew. So Chad will be the final authority on all football matters, including the roster.
Oh, man.
And then they start this BS if they're going to work in unison.
It's a
collaboration.
It's a Michael Scott statement.
But yeah. but here's what everybody needs to know. Oh, they man. And at least they have spelled this out.
Okay.
Chad Brinker's in charge.
Yeah.
Chad Brinker's in charge of football.
So why do you need a GM?
That's a great question. Like, you're basically hiring a glorified chief scout. That's what they're looking for.
Then
so just say that.
By that statement, if you want to come here and be a GM, know that you're not getting the final say.
Right.
Look, chief scout is a great way to put it.
Look, here's the thing. I'm going to give them a teeny tiny little bit of credit. They've spelled out something that they've needed to have for a while. And that is somebody that is in charge of football and all football decisions and running the football part of the football team. That is now Chad Brinker. Now, here's my concern on that, where I'm not going to give him credit. You have promoted the guy that was hired by the guy you just fired.
My head hurts. Sorry.
Because he wasn't good enough. He was his assistant. Now he's in charge. Why should I believe that he's the right guy? Now, I can be persuaded, and maybe Chad is a smart guy with his cancer-curing AI thing, but I don't know. Like, I am – this is wild.
Kalina on Twitter says, if we fire Brinker GPT 2 years from now, what's next after Brinker's GPT's Magic 8-Ball Act? Them buying a Ouija board and consulting with Bud? This is how bad it's become. This is terrible. A Ouija board consulting with Bud on the roster and personnel. Oh, my gosh. Just give me Dion, man. Hand it over. If we're going to have fun, let's have fun.
Our friend Jill Jelnick tweeted at us, today will be an interesting sports day. Chase and Big Joe are crushing the Titans breaking news on 102.5 The Game. Big Joe is manifesting a Sanders circus coming to town, and I don't hate it. Bring the chaos. What in the world?
This is something, man. And this is – what do you think John Robinson's doing right now? You know he's laughing. You know he's laughing. It's like, you know, you got what you deserve, Amy. You got what you deserve.
So I texted our buddy Ryan Porth, who works in Chicago. I asked him about Ian Cunningham, who's the assistant GM with the Bears. He says, I don't know much about him, but he's been Ryan Poles, the GM's right-hand man. Well-respected for some time, even before coming to the Bears. The Bears' front office doesn't look as great right now, though, compared to before the season. Don't know if that's all on Poles or if Cunningham had any impact on that. So you take that for what you will.
Oh, let me ask.
But I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, they're hiring a glorified chief scout, which is fine. If that's the direction they're making a decision. They have made Chad Brinker the head of football. I don't know how good that's going to be. I don't agree with it. I wanted to get a whole new front office and bring in an experienced GM. But this is the decision that they made, and now I'm going to see what happens with it.
Can I ask a serious question that I don't know the answer to?
Sure.
If an NFL team is firing a GM, do they have to inform the NFL office and Goodell first before they do it?
That's a great question.
I don't know. I would think yes, so they're not blindsided. To say, hey, we want to keep him rest. We're letting go of Rand Carthon.
Well, and
is it a courtesy
and,
respect?
And I want to.
I don't know.
I want to be very sensitive how I ask this. Does the Rooney Rule apply the other way? Like because they're.
Great question.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to
apply to GM hirings or
yeah,
to,
well, no, I know it applies to GM hiring, but like, hey, we're firing the GM, you know. I would think so. I would think you tell the commissioner.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if you tell him, you have to necessarily tell him before.
I would think
I don't know.
If anybody knows, I think you would. Just say, here's a heads up, we're letting go of our GM, and boom. And I'm not, NFL's not going to meddle and say, no, are you sure about this? It's like, all right, thank you for letting us know. I don't, because technically it's all together, don't you? I mean, you own the team, but you work for the NFL. I mean, it's, Goodell works for you and all that just craziness. I don't know. So.
All right. 615-737-1025. The text line is blowing up. We will get to as much reaction as we can. You can call in and we'll get to your phone calls as well. Chad Brinker is the football czar for the Tennessee Titans. Rand Carthon out as general manager.
Football czar.
I don't know how else to describe it. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. On this Tuesday, Rand Carthon is out as the general manager of the Tennessee Titans. More clarity with Jim Wyatt put an article on TennesseeTitans.com. Amy Adams Strunk has made a statement as well. Basically, to sum it all up for you, Brian Callahan remains head coach. They are going to search for a new GM, but Chad Brinker, who is the president of football operations, will have final say on everything football. Is basically what it comes down
and
to.
And clarify again, Rand hired Chad Brinker, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Brinker
reiterated the group will work in unison. Enough with the unison and the collaboration and we all get along BS. I am so tired of, and it's not just them. It's companies. It's like, we just want everybody to know that everybody's best friends and they just get along so well and we just love all working together. You know what? It's okay to disagree. Sometimes you don't. It's just like, my goodness, just stop with this crap already.
It's hunting at the same time isn't the same as hunting together.
Yeah, whatever. Thank you. Good luck, Rand.
I love the fact you're so frustrated. I just sit here laughing because I want Dion and you're trying to figure through all this mess and it's just chaos and we love it.
Okay, I have a feeling that the person we're bringing on now is right there with us in this stupidity. Jared Stillman joins us, host of Stillman & Company 2 to 6 here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Jared, your reaction to Chad Brinker as the football czar and Rand Carthon out as GM.
Boy, I tell you, I mean, I said on draft night that I would throw a parade the day that Rand Carthon got fired. And maybe that was a little over the top when I said that. But I feel no parade today, fellas. I mean, you know what's crazy about the Titans, which is, you know, every time the Titans over the last 4 or 5 years or the three, however long this has gone, you know, the, as I like to call it, you know, like the sand through the hourglass, these are the days of our Titans. Ever since this soap opera has been orchestrated, it's like every single time the Titans have the truly stupidest option, you know, available to them, they take it. You know, like, again, I would not have fired John Robinson after the 2022 season, but there would have been an argument for it. If you
sure.
wanted to fire him after the 22 season, there would have been an argument for it. Not in the middle of the season after the trade deadline at 7-5 and in first place. Stupid. Then, if you were committed to Vrabel as the coach, which at that time, she was committed all in on Vrabel as the coach, you know, just completely committed, then you have to hire a general manager that basically will answer to Vrabel. You have to do what Pete Carroll had in Seattle, what Sean Payton has in Denver, what, you know, again, Andy Reid has in Kansas City. You work for Andy. Like, that's just it. And then she didn't do that. She shotgun marriaged in a con artist with a controlling a-hole, and who knew that wasn't going to work out? And then after that, I'm like, okay. You know, she tried it her way. It didn't work. The Vrabel thing, it's not working. They're not collaborating. It's a train wreck. let's just hit the reset button right here and now. You know, Vrabel's very popular, but he's probably run his course. Let's move on from him. You know, we hired Rand to work with Vrabel. That didn't work out. You know, let's start over and go get an experienced guy and let's roll. Nope. We're going to promote Rand, but we're also going to promote Chad with this cloud of ambiguity that nobody really knows who's doing what. And then we're going to hire a coach. Now you're the worst team in the league. And so here's another opportunity. Blow it up. And instead, it is, nope, the coach stays. The president of football operations stays, and he's now officially in charge. But we're going to go look for a GM, which is really, I mean, guys, I'm sorry. They're really looking for an assistant general manager, right?
Right. Right. That's a, and just say that. Like, this is, okay, so you tell me if you're going through kind of the same process that I am right now. Because there's part of me that's going through this going, all right, they've kind of done what they've always needed to do, and they finally said, hey, we have Burke, who's the business guy. Now we have Chad, who's the football guy, and he makes all the football decisions, and we finally have somebody that's running the football team, even though he's the guy that was hired by the guy you just fired, which makes no sense. But I'm trying to, like, wrap my head around that and kind of be okay with, all right, they actually have that. Just say he's the GM and you're hiring an assistant GM or a glorified scout, but they can't even do that right.
So this has happened a lot in pro sports. You know, the Titans tried to sell me when they made this change and they put Rand as the executive vice president and general manager, but Brinker is the president of football operations. And they kept saying, like, well, Rand's in charge, but Chad's also, but Rand answers to Chad. And I'm like, that didn't make any sense. You know, and TD was telling me, like, no, Rand's in charge. Like, the person who would know told me that Rand is in charge. And I'm like, TD, I'm like, they say it changes every 5 minutes as to what's what. And one thing the Titans tried to sell me on was kind of this baseball model, which some baseball teams are using. I think the Red Sox might be an example of this with Dave Dombrowski when he was there, where they have a president of baseball operations, and then the general manager is under the president of baseball operations, but nobody takes the general manager seriously because the general manager is really just a glorified assistant general manager who they've given a nicer title to. That's what's going to be happening here.
Yep.
You know, whoever takes that job is going to be working for Chad Brinker. And I was just on the phone with Vintgen. You know, we were talking about we were trying to decipher the quotes from Burke Nihil and the Titans press release like a pair of Talmudic scholars trying to, you know, figure out whatever the hell it is they actually are saying. But, I mean, I just kept thinking about this in my head. Do you think Floyd Reese would be general manager when he's got a football boss ahead of him and he's sitting there saying, hey, I want to take the tackle, but he's not the one that decides that? I mean, he's fine for an owner, but would he ever have, like, worked for somebody else? And I know they had Jeff Diamond in here for a little bit, but he was more of a Burke Nihil type president, I think, and then they got rid of him. Like, I could never imagine Floyd Reese saying, yeah, I want to work for Chad Brinker and be the GM and do all the GM work, but then not get to make the call. Yeah. I can't see that. I can't see any respectable candidate wanting to come here to work in this Furkacta system where Amy plays flavor of the month with each next person. Because you guys know exactly what's going to happen. You two are both smart enough. Big Joe, you know this. They're going to be terrible next year, and she's going to flip on Callahan. She's going to flip on Brinker. Right. And whoever gets hired as GM is going to be the flavor of the month this time next year.
Yep. It's a never-ending cycle that she can't help herself. And to your point on Floyd, hell no, he wouldn't take a job like this. And I know you and I don't like to put words in his mouth, but I'm pretty sure I know what he would say, and probably can't say it on the radio, but he would not do that. And the thing with Floyd, he always had a direct line to Bud. It didn't matter who had a president title or Fisher or whatever. Up until the very end, he had a direct line to Bud, and that's what the general manager should have. Now Chad has that to Amy. But to your other point, I mean, yeah, this is going to – they're going to screw up the number one pick. They're going to be bad next year, and then she's going to go through this system all over again.
Jared, do we owe Mike Vrabel an apology?
Good question.
That's a really good question. You know, I mean, again – Like, I don't think Vrabel would have done much better if they had made Ryan Cowden the GM as Vrabel's crony and Vrabel would have been in charge of the team, because I don't think Vrabel was qualified to build a football team as a personnel executive. He has no experience doing it,
right,
other than having played in the NFL. So I thought that would have been doomed from the start. But as far as the whole Rand-Vrabel shotgun marriage, I mean, again, whether it's Robinson, Rand, Vrabel, Chad, Callahan, Stillman, whoever, I mean, the one common denominator in all of this is Amy. And the other, I think, would be Burke Nihil. I mean, I think that this needs to be brought up because Burke, you know, I think is really was tasked with getting the stadium built. And I guess he's done a good job at that because the stadium is getting built. So if that was his job, good job. But, you know, Chase just brought up the direct line to Bud thing. And I'm not totally sure if Floyd always had the direct line to Bud. He did for the most part. But Underwood had the direct line to Bud, and Underwood was kind of the manager of the entire, you know, he was the liaison to ownership, but my guess is with Steve Underwood, he managed that street two ways. That he managed Bud one way and then managed, you know, the football the other way. And I'm guessing Underwood was able to do that with Amy when they had some cohesion with Robinson and Malarkey and Robinson and Vrabel, and that Underwood was able to kind of manage ownership on one side and football on the other. I'm not sure Burke Nihil's doing a very good job of massaging and working ownership on one side and football on the other. The way it's been described to me, and I have no reason to doubt this, is that he is a complete and total yes man to Amy Adams Strunk. So when Amy flies off the handle, he says, yes, ma'am. And whatever she wants, fire the general manager in the middle of the season, let's do it. And I wonder if Steve Underwood either had a higher, you know, position with Amy where, you know, Underwood could push back a little bit and Amy would respect it, or if Amy just listened to Underwood more because she respected him more or something, or Underwood wasn't afraid to do it. Maybe Burke's afraid to do it. I don't know. But there is nobody who is controlling the owner at this point. There's nobody who's keeping the owner, I think, from, again, at almost every pass, choosing the single worst possible choice. And today's no different.
No, it's not. And look, I you know, I sit here and I'm listening to you, and, you know, I've read what Jim Wyatt put out there and tried to decipher the quotes, and I'm trying to, I guess it's like I'm just trying to reason with this and go, okay, is there a chance that this can work? And the answer is no. I mean, if she can't stay out of it. If she could stay out of it and maybe Chad Brinker and his cancer-curing AI, he does have something there. But I don't think we'll ever truly know the answer because she won't be able to stay out of it.
I mean, again, I do think she'd be able to stay out of it. I really do. If they hired somebody that was good at their job and, you know, played nice with her at the same time. Like, I think Robinson probably had a little too much success early on and probably didn't do a good enough job at kissing the owner's tush, which Floyd told me, like, my sixth day on the job, everybody's got to kiss the owner's butt. He said to me, even Belichick, everybody has to kiss the owner's butt. And maybe John didn't do a very good job of that. But
I think he got a little cocky.
I absolutely think he got a little cocky. Same with Vrabel. I believe that if you got the right football people in here, and Brinker is not that guy, but if you got the right football people in here that showed progress, that were able to manage kissing the owner's butt and building a football team at the same time, I think you could have something where she would kind of stay out of it and get back to being the team mom that everybody loved, you know, when she was out at the tailgates or whatever. But as far as, like, the idea of this group with Brinker and Burke Nihil and Brian Callahan and them finding the next great guy and the son-in-law in the front office, yeah, that's not, I mean, you're never going to be to go with that.
Yeah. Well, this will be fun for sure. It always is. Jared, we look forward to 2:00 today. Thanks for jumping on for a few minutes, and I know you'll have a full 4 hours of it.
Like sand through the hourglass, Big Joe.
Love you, man.
These are the days of our Titans.
Oh, yes. That's great.
All right. Thanks, Jared. Appreciate it.
See you guys.
Jared will join again 2:00 for Stillman and Company. I can't wait to hear, you know, Adam and Willie and D-Mace's thoughts on this as
just
well.
All day, man. Just it's all day. I mean, keep
stay
it
right here.
Here.
Stay right here. 615-737-1025. Hair Metal Henry Clay. I promise I'm going to get to you. Coming up next, your reaction. Rand Carthon out as the general manager of the Tennessee Titans. Chad Brinker will lead the search for, I guess, his assistant, essentially. We'll react to that and much more. 1025, 1063, the game.
The ball isn't round, so you don't know how it's going to bounce, you know, and I don't think the ball bounced our way.
The ball did not bounce Rand's way today. He is out as the general manager of the Tennessee Titans. And they will be looking for a new GM, sort of, I think, according to Chad Brinker, who is the president of football operations. The job description for the GM has changed since they hired Rand, the guy that hired him. So they're looking essentially they're looking for a head scout is what it sounds like. I mean, or an assistant GM for or an assistant director of football operations or president of vice president. I don't know what they're what are they looking for? I don't know. 615-737-1025. Hair Metal Henry has been waiting very patiently. Hello, Henry.
Maybe the greatest transition in radio history. You go from an idiot like Stillman to an even bigger idiot like myself. Well done, boys.
Happy to help.
Listen, man, I've almost gone off the road four times laughing at the show today. It's a great show. And, Joe, you would be proud of me. I'm 7 days into dry January, which after this Titan season and the way the Preds are playing, may be the worst time in the recorded history of man to even attempt a dry January.
I can't wait to see what your February is like then.
Oh, God. Well,
proud of you, though. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Listen, I'll make three quick points because I know you got to get the clay and the donuts. I know you're hungry, Joe. But point number one is, as far as a bridge quarterback, I would bring in two guys. One would be Todd Bridges. And bring back Malik Willis. Do you know how much money this team would make in what you talking about, Willis t-shirts? Number two, how many GMs and coaches is she paying not to be here now? So that tells you she doesn't know what the hell she's doing. And point number three, Joe, are you sitting down for this? Because I don't want you to pass out.
Yes.
I'm going to agree with you, pal. I say bring on Dion and the circus.
Yes.
Listen, the last time a guy like Dion rode down Broadway with a cowboy hat, over the top flamboyant with a circus, it resulted in a Stanley Cup final and a President's Trophy. So I say bring him on, baby. Bring the circus.
Yeah. Woo! Love it. Do it.
Thank you, Henry. Appreciate it. I got to read this tweet from Diana Rossini.
Yes.
They changed their minds on people real quickly in Tennessee. Like, no doubt. No doubt. They sure do.
She's now figuring this out? Thank you.
They sure do. But he's right. They're now – she's paying two GMs and a head coach to go away.
Yes. Yep. That's why she wants Vrabel to get hired. He comes off the payroll. John Robinson gets hired off
well,
the payroll.
Well, isn't it like an offset?
Allegedly, yes. Yeah. Because that was the thing with Butch Jones when he went to Alabama. It's like, oh, he's kind of off the payroll, and then Saban pays him $50,000.
Well, because that's the whole thing with Cliff Kingsbury, who's in Washington right now, that he's going to be very selective on his next job because Arizona's still paying him, not to be their coach, and he can just be a coordinator. So
the way it should be, good for him.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. All right. Clay, this better not be about Vanderbilt. Clay, what's up?
Yes, sir. How are we doing, boys?
Good, pal.
We're good.
Chase, I've got a serious question for you off the top.
Okay.
Answer it honestly. How many of those 24 donuts did Joe eat?
Probably 10 of them. He's nodding in agreement.
Yes.
So.
Yes. At least. You can't bring Krispy Kreme donuts and just let them sit there. In fact, I ate the last one at 7 o'clock that night.
All right. This is crazy, guys. I mean, look, you're talking to a guy that's a PSL holder from the start, okay? I had Titan tickets for 6 years. I got upset. I guess it was Black Monday player-wise when they got rid of Steve McNair, Derek, you know, y'all remember all that.
Yeah.
So there's been times when I wished I still had tickets, but I'm glad I don't now. I mean, I'm not trying to be whatever. Let's just call a spade a spade. The Titans suck right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
100%.
So, and I don't think Amy has any idea how to run an organization. I think the Adams family has been a problem from the start. Basically, Bud, you know, built a, you know, middle of the road price stadium 25 to 26 years ago, whatever. And now we're building, you know, hopefully a state of the art, you know, stadium. But quite frankly, you know, if they weren't building the stadium, I'm almost getting to the point, you know, as a Cowboys fan first, been a Cowboys fan all my life, and that's a whole nother story. Love the team and think Jerry Jones is the biggest idiot in the world. Now, he's a rich idiot, but you know, if it wasn't for the stadium, I'm almost getting to the point where I could care less if they left town. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
Well, once they've made Clay mad, that's the end of it. Thank you, Clay.
Thanks, Clay.
Thanks.
Good call. I don't feel that way because obviously what we do, it's very important that they're here. But I do think there is a big segment of the fan base that does feel that way. That it's like, you know, it's apathy. Apathy is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing.
There's the picture that Schefter used for Rancarthon. I guess it's from Sunday because he's got a sweet Oilers beanie on. Rand took all that with him, just like grabbing stuff and like, that's mine. I'm taking this and get out of there. But yeah, that's a nice little beanie.
I mean, this is there. So Jared's tweet. There will be no real GM. Chad Brinker will be what you think a GM is. The GM will only hold a title that doesn't represent what most people think a GM is. That's the best way to put it.
Yep.
That's how it's going to be. And there was a time where I would sit here and go, well, maybe this can work. Well, I've seen this dumpster fire that they've had over there, and it's not. And Jared made a good point, too. A year from now, she's going to get pissed off at Chad and maybe Brian and fire them and then start this whole thing over again.
All over again. Thank you, guys and girls, on the text line, because I'm seeing more and more Bring the Circus to Town text coming through. Look, we know it's not going to happen, but the fact that we can sit here and kind of dream about Dion and all that coming to town, I love it, man. I absolutely love it, so keep it coming.
It just, man. 615-737-1025. Well, you might as well bring on the circus because the clowns are already here running the show. That's Raymond and Franklin. That's very
right, man.
Jared from Spring Hill. Chad did a great job Sunday getting the field prepped with Oilers gear and new uniforms. Maybe this is what sold Amy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Forgive me for cussing, but Amy just beep slaps us fans every year. I'm over it.
No, that's you're not. Justin. You'll be back. You'll pay it. You'll go back. I mean, I love my brother. He hates what's going on. He'll be back in September at Nissan Stadium.
Do you think when that stadium opens up and, you know, it's open for a year or two, do you think she sells the team?
No.
Because she could cash out for well over $6 billion at that point.
I think it's in – I don't know this, but I think that is in Bud's will that franchise will never be sold. I really do. I think that's what made – I mean, that's put Bud on the map. I know he's oil and gas and all that other stuff in Texas, but you own a football team. And I think it's going to be in this family forever, ever. Well, that's fine. But then find competent people to run it.
Yep. We will come back. We'll put a bow on things. No birthdays today because we got it. We'll continue with this. It is Chase and Big Joe. Rancarthon out is GM of the Titans. 102.5, 106.3 the game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game. On this Tuesday, Rancarthon out is the general manager of the Tennessee Titans. To kind of recap, Amy Adams Strunk released a statement this morning saying, quote, I've loved the time I've spent with Ran. He's a talented football mind, a great man, and a friend to everyone along his path. It's impossible to ignore that our football team hasn't improved over the past 2 years. I am deeply disappointed in our poor win-loss record during this period. Of course, my decision also speaks to my concern about our long-term future should we stay the course. I love this team more than you can imagine. To our fans, we know this level of performance isn't acceptable. We're humbled by your support as we continue to work towards building the team you expect and deserve. Burt Nihil, president and CEO. This is the interesting part that I'll read. Speaking of change of the general manager specifically, Rand was hired into a very different job description than the one that exists today. Rand was hired for a general manager position that was very specific to the circumstances at the time. You just repeated yourself. And the forecasting was the GM would be able to partner very closely with the head coach. The existing head coach and the circumstances exist today, the general manager position is different. And so what Chad, who is leading the search, will be looking for is a very different skill set and a very different job description.
That is when David Wallace asked Michael Scott to write a recruiting letter for the office in Scranton. That's what you get right there.
Yeah.
It's complete, absolute nonsense that's going on. I'm telling you right now, I'm reading all the social media that's going on. Amy Adams is the most disliked person in Nashville, Tennessee currently.
I think so.
I'm telling you, I'm going through. I'm reading. Nick Barris put something out. There's hundreds of weight in there. It's all can't stand. You put stuff out. I have. Jared has down the line. Amy Adams is the most disliked person currently in Nashville, Tennessee, and it's going to be for a while. It's not even close.
Here's the
great
best,
job, Amy.
Here's the best part. Brinker joined the team in February 2023 as assistant general manager strategy after spending 13 seasons with the Packers. Brinker, who is now the president of football operations, spelled out what he'll be looking for in the new GM because he's leading the search. Quote, I think the general manager position is unique to their respective organizations. This particular job, what we'll be looking for is someone who has spent their career as a scout, is a top flight, top level evaluator who has spent the majority of their career projecting college players to the National Football League. They've had a major hand in setting the draft board in a preferably and consistent winning organization, and you can see their fingerprints all over the roster. It is someone who wakes up every single day and the only thing they think about is building a roster, evaluating players, watching tape, working with the coaching staff, and not just someone who knows how to collect talent, but someone who really understands how to build a team and how all the pieces fit together that I can work with, not only in the short term, winning today, but building for our future, the long term, and understanding how all those pieces fit together. If you make a decision here, how it impacts a decision down the road and really understands the full puzzle. At the end of the day, this person is going to be all ball all day. They're going to focus on the roster and the coaching staff, and I'll continue in my role with handling all the other areas that surround the center of your program, scouting, and coaches. So I will support that person, but we're looking for a general manager who wakes up every day and is focused on building the team.
Who said that?
Chad Brinker.
Okay. Again,
that's it.
The mixed messages are just unbelievable coming from that place.
And then Nihil said that Brinker will break ties with respect to the 53-man roster.
I don't even know what that means.
So just name him the GM. Just name him the GM and be done with it.
They have no clue. All right.
That's Jared just texted me and goes, sounds like they're looking for John Robinson.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right? Basically what it is. You know, Darren McFarlane put up Pat Sperduto. I mean, Pat lives here. He's been a scout for the Chiefs for a long time. I mean, that's basically what he's done.
Yep. Look, we'll continue the discussion, but there's chaos in the world and there's chaos in your life. We talk about this every day. There's a lot of things going on. We'll never leave the message of helping the men out that are going through things. If you're struggling on your cell phone, dial 988, text 988. Get with us. Talk to somebody, whatever you're going through. Look, you made it to the worst day of the year on the Monday because it's the worst day because it's the first day of the next year, and it's gloomy always, but you made it through there. And know that we love you. We got you, and more importantly, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. Thanks for participating. DVD will be next. They'll continue to take your reaction. Rand Carthon out as Titans GM. It's 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.